Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Hey, Will.
How are you?
You know what, Will? I am full of the joys of summer.
So am I. I've been at the races all day today. I've been at Ripon Races for Ladies' Day. Lots of fabulous ladies there today. Flew in Captain Scotty's helicopter.
Oh, wow.
Which was fantastic as well.
Always one for a dramatic entrance, Will.
And yes, and you know, lots of lovely ladies on the table. Lots of food, a treat, lots of wine. Couple of wins on the horses, so...
Happy days. That's why you've got a little red tinge to those cheeks this afternoon.
Indeed, Steph. And what have you been up to this week?
Well, Will, I've had a week of hard work.
Right.
By contrast, yesterday I was at Herbs Unlimited, which is a big herb manufacturer near Sandhutton, near Thirsk.
Yes.
And we had loads of chefs turn up, and we basically did a big canapé function for... all these chefs from all over Great Britain. We had people coming from as far as London and up Scotland way, and
wow,
to see the herbs that are grown in this area.
Lots of chefs together.
Yeah, and it was good, you know, because it gave me a chance to show off with some different canapés. Mm. And, you know, we were roasting scallops on the barbecue in their shells. We were doing beef steak tartare, Yorkshire Wagyu steak tartare with something called oxalis, which is a bit like sorrel. But the only herb I'm using today, Will, is fresh mint.
Well, I know that you're a big fan of your herbs, and I know you spend a lot of time in the kitchen garden at Rudding Park, which I did actually visit a few weeks ago.
I know,
very
I'm
highly
so
of you.
Impressed.
of you there, Steph, and it's very well maintained.
Oh, it's immaculate up there. It absolutely. And Adrian and Liz and the team, they do a great job up
and
there.
And a lot of what's grown in that garden actually goes straight into Horto, which is fabulous. And also
to Murray Wilson, the head chef.
Yes,
and
yes, straight into Horto, and it's also used in the Clock Tower as well. Yeah. So it's really, really good. You know, and that literally is just within the grounds at Rudding Park, and you're up there quite a bit.
I am. And also, you know what, Will? All the edible herbs and flowers, they even use them for banqueting. So sometimes they have to have, you know, if there's a dessert dish with two or three edible flowers on it, they can sometimes have an order for 2,000 edible flowers.
Wow.
You know, if it's
and
a big function.
Yes.
And
they
crazy.
Do it.
They do
but
it.
They do it.
They do it.
So
anyway,
tonight,
Will,
Steph, what have we got?
Well, Will, I thought we'd do you something peachy because you've had a peachy day.
Yes,
so let's end
yeah.
off on a nice roasted peach. So what I've got here, this is a bit quirky, a bit different.
The smell's coming from it. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
It smells wonderful. What is that?
It's brandy. It's peach brandy from the guys.
I think I've had enough of that today.
Peach brandy from the monks at Ampleforth, Will. If it's good enough for the monks, it's good enough for us.
You do know your local places, Steph, and you do know it well. I mean, where Steph hasn't been round here to source some food? Is it worth going?
Well, yeah, I've got some great peaches there, and I've got some lovely freshly crushed meringue. And I've just sort of jazzed it up a bit with a bit of mini marshmallows and some roasted branded peaches.
Yeah.
And that brandy is really good.
And in terms of a dessert, this would hit the spot, wouldn't it?
Well, I think that the beauty of this is it's simple to do. If you don't want to make meringue, you can just go and buy some. You can just go and buy some marshmallow if you wish. And, you know, roasting the peach, if you don't want to roast the peach, you could use strawberries, you could use, so many things. Raspberries are great now. It's a lovely, fresh, summery dessert.
And where did you get the inspiration from for this one?
Well, you know what, Will? It's funny. I think peach is the banging season. I was given by a friend of mine, because I've never tried this peach brandy. I've tried the Ampleforth apple brandy, but never had the peach. And a friend of mine gave me half a bottle of peach brandy saying, Steph, you do your worst with this. So here you are, Will. Here's my worst.
Honestly, you don't half come up with them. Well, listen, it tastes absolutely amazing. And thank you so much once again.
Cheers,
Will. This fabulous dessert. It's time to get some wine to go along with it.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.